Circe, written by Madeline Miller and read by Perdita Weeks.
For Nathaniel, Nostos. Chapter 1. When I was born, the name for what I was did not exist. They called me Nymph, assuming I would be like my mother and aunts and thousand cousins. Least of the lesser goddesses, our powers were so modest they could scarcely ensure our eternities. We spoke to fish and nurtured flowers, coaxed drops from the clouds or salt from the waves. That word, nymph, paced out the length and breadth of our futures. In our language, it means not just goddess, but bride. My mother was one of them, a naiad, guardian of fountains and streams. She caught my father's eye when he came to visit the halls of her own father, Oceanus. Helios and Oceanus were often at each other's tables in those days. They were cousins and equal in age, though they did not look it. My father glowed bright as just forged bronze, while Oceanus had been born with rheumy eyes and a white beard to his lap. Yet they were both titans and preferred each other's company to those new squeaking gods upon Olympus, who had not seen the making of the world. Oceanus's palace was a great wonder, set deep in the earth's rock. Its high-arched halls were gilded, the stone floors smoothed by centuries of divine feet. Through every room ran the faint sound of Oceanus's river, source of the world's fresh waters, so dark you could not tell where it ended and the rock bed began. On its banks grew grass and soft grey flowers, and also the unnumbered children of Oceanus, naiads and nymphs and river gods. Otter sleek, laughing, their faces bright against the dusky air. They passed golden goblets among themselves and wrestled, playing games of love. In their midst, outshining all that lily beauty, sat my mother. Her hair was a warm brown, each strand so lustrous it seemed lit from within. She would have felt my father's gaze, hot as gusts from a bonfire. I see her arrange her dress so it drapes just so over her shoulders. I see her dab her fingers, glinting in the water. I have seen her do 1,000 such tricks 1,000 times. My father always fell for them. He believed the world's natural order was to please him. "Who is that?" my father said to Oceanus. Oceanus had many golden-eyed grandchildren from my father already, and was glad to think of more. "My daughter Perse. She is yours if you want her." The next day, my father found her by her fountain pool in the upper world. It was a beautiful place, crowded with fat-headed narcissus woven over with oak branches. There was no muck, no slimy frogs, only clean, round stones giving way to grass. Even my father, who cared nothing for the subtleties of nymph arts, admired it. My mother knew he was coming. Frail she was, but crafty, with a mind like a spike-toothed eel. She saw where the path to power lay for such as her, and it was not in bastards and riverbank tumbles. When he stood before her, arrayed in his glory, she laughed at him. "Lie with you? Why should I?" My father, of course, might have taken what he wanted. But Helios flattered himself that all women went eager to his bed, slave girls and divinities alike. His altars smoked with the proof, offerings from big-bellied mothers and happy byblows. "It is marriage," she said to him, "or nothing. And if it is marriage, be sure. You may have what girls you like in the field, but you will bring none home, for only I will hold sway in your halls." Conditions. Constrainment. These were novelties to my father, and gods love nothing more than novelty. "A bargain," he said, and gave her a necklace to seal it, one of his own making, strung with beads of rarest amber. Later, when I was born, he gave her a second strand, and another for each of my three siblings. I do not know what she treasured more, the luminous beads themselves or the envy of her sisters when she wore them. I think she would have gone right on collecting them into eternity until they hung from her neck like a yoke on an ox if the high gods had not stopped her. By then they had learned what the four of us were. "You may have other children," they told her, "only not with him." But other husbands did not give amber beads. It was the only time I ever saw her weep.